All right, folks, so it turns out we weren't so crazy after all suggesting that Ripple was going to become a bank. If you go back to my very first TikTok, the very first piece of content that I put out in regards to XRP, I actually compared Ripple to a central bank, and I said that that comparison doesn't even suffice because they're not just serving one country. We need to compare them to the BIS or the IMF, the central bank of central banks, and that XRP was going to be a world reserve currency, just like Ripple stated in 2017. Now we're seeing it all come to fruition. Brad Gardenhouse with the update. He says, true to our longstanding compliance roots, Ripple is applying for a national bank charter from the OCC. If approved, we would have both the state via the New York Department of Financial Services and federal oversight, a new and unique benchmark for trust in the stablecoin market. Nobody else has this level of compliance. Earlier in the week, via standard custody, we also applied for a Fed Master account. While Congress is working towards clear rules and regulations, and banks, in a far cry from the years of Operation Chokepoint 2.0, are leaning in, this access would allow us to hold RLUSD reserves directly with the Fed and provide an additional layer of security to future-proof trust in RLUSD. Continuing on, Ripple always has and will continue to build trusted, battle-tested, and secure infrastructure. In a $250 billion market that's growing quickly, we'll be approaching $3 trillion for the stablecoin market in just the next few years. RLUSD stands out for putting regulation first, setting the standard that institutions expect. Nobody else has over-collateralized their stablecoin like Ripple has. They are literally setting the standard. They have a competitive advantage. Nobody else will have this level of compliance. And this is why I've been predicting that RLUSD will become the number one stablecoin by market cap in very short order. Lock in, folks. Full update's going to be dropping on the YouTube.